Good evening, faithful listeners. In this highly competitive media environment, it's important to constantly diversify your brand and add value to your content. Twitter has turned out to be a mixed blessing. It took me a while to get that twits isn't the appropriate collective noun. Most of my Facebook friends are fictitious, dead, or trying to sell me handbags. So much for anti-social media. I'm going interactive and down market, like Paul Henry, but without the insensitive Tourette's. So let's see what the mailbag spews up for our edification. First up, we have a cry for help from Hopeless of Helengrad, who writes, I've been in a satisfying ménage à trois for almost 2 years. We've had our problems, what relationship doesn't? But now one of my partners has started random spitting, biting, and seriously inappropriate acting out towards women. What do I do? Dear Prime Minister, domestic violence is not okay, but neither is codependent enabling. Set boundaries, and if Rodney won't respect them, kick his ass to the curb and find a new playmate who understands your special needs. It's tough, but we're all behind you. Next up, we have a sad letter from Desperate and Dateless of Te Atatū, who writes, I don't understand why none of my friends want to talk to me anymore. Can't they take a joke? Dear Chris Carter, no they can't. It's always challenging when people grow apart, or in your case, not so much burn your bridges as nuke them with a napalm chaser, but you should try and find new friends with common interests. I'm sure Heather Roy would love a new lunch buddy. Now, thanks to the wonders of the internet, public address radio has a global reach, which is why we have an email from Bipartisan of Ballarat that puts the O into Aussie. I've just met a new parliament. Fresh, exciting and new. My problem is that it's also, as they say, hung, which I thought I wanted. But now I'm not so sure. Will it hurt? Will it respect me in the morning? Should I go back to the usual arrangement where I hook up with Tony, then cheat on him with Julia and so on? Bye of Ballarat, your anxiety is perfectly normal. Coalition minority government isn't everybody's thing, but you should try and make the relationship work. Don't rush into things. Patience, honest communication of your needs and expectations, and buckets of water-based, pork-scented lubricant should see things humming along nicely in no time. And based on our experience, you won't know the difference in no time flat. That's all we have time for this week, but tune in next time for a penetrating panel discussion. I married a nanny state, and it's driving me to drink. Ciao!